We're talking with Emily Dornan, who's a first-generation dairy producer and working with the Dairy Max folks today at one of the blood drive locations across the state of Oklahoma. Dairy Max working with Highland Dairies and with the Oklahoma Blood Institute to encourage people to come out and donate blood. And at the same time, they'll be able to walk away with some dairy goodies along the way and celebrate June as Dairy Month. Emily, tell me a little bit about why you got interested, along with your husband, in getting involved in the dairy business as a profession.
My husband grew up around it. I grew up around it. It's something that we decided we wanted to do, and we wouldn't change it for nothing at this point. It's opened opportunities to our family that if we had a 9-to-5 job, we would have never been able to do. Mm-hmm. Our kids are with us 24/7. If we're at the dairy, they're with us. We're fostering two girls right now. If I had a 9-to-5 job, I couldn't do that.
Right.
You know, it's just something that I feel like has been a big thing for our family, and we wouldn't change it. It doesn't matter.
So tell me about the dairy operation itself. Tell me how many cows y'all have and how, you know, you're milking on a regular basis.
We have about 200 head right now. Right now we're milking about 150 in the barn. We got about 78 replacement heifers right now. On average, in the summertime, we kind of aren't milking as many as in the fall. We have two people who help us out, but my husband and I still milk. I like it that way. Right now he's busy in the fields putting up silage and hay and all kinds of stuff like that, so we need a little more help in the summertime than we do in the fall.
Right.
We just have the average dairy barn. We can milk 11 on each side. They're swing milkers.
And is this an operation that you're then selling using or shipping fluid milk then?
Yes, we ship to DFA, and our milk goes to Chandler, to Highland.
You indicated you've got kids with you as far as your family is a part of the dairy operation. I understand what they're pretty good as far as getting involved with some of the youth activities.
Yep, they enjoy that a lot. We started that when we started into the dairy business, started going and doing, and they cannot wait till June gets here and till all the contests and all of that. I mean, they're up every morning ready to go do those things versus going to the dairy. You know, they're like, oh, we get to go to the contest today. So, and they enjoy it. They do good at it. It's something. Gives them something to do, gives me something to do, gives me a little break away from the dairy from time to time. But yeah, we enjoy all the other things that have to go with the dairy life.
Now, I guess as you maybe visit with some of your friends and maybe even some of your family, you know, you have to kind of remind them this is not an easy job as far as you have to kind of plan carefully to even be able to get away, I would think, for a short amount of time, because those cows demand attention every day of the week.
Yes, they do. It's a 24-hour a day. Sometimes, like last night, I was out there at 11:45 because I had a heifer calving in. You know, it's all hours of the day. It's every day. And just like you said, even on holidays, you know, people don't want to come in and milk on holidays because they want to be with their family. So most of the time it's us who does those holidays. And, you know, we have, like you said, we leave the party early. You know, we tell them, you know, we've got this much time to be there. You know, we need to do it within this time frame, and then we've got to leave and we've got to go back to the dairy. But like I said, I wouldn't change it.
Dairy industry, Dairy Max involved with this type of community involvement through the blood drive. Why is that important?
Giving back to the community, it's saving lives, and it's, you know, promoting and, you know, letting people know that we're here and that we're wanting to do and teach people about, you know, our products and try to get them, you know, if they have any questions or anything, or, you know, some of them talked to us, some of them didn't, you know, some of them rather have a Dr. Pepper than a milk, or, you know, those kind of things. But we just tried to encourage them, you know, to come and see what we had and talk to us and that kind of thing. So,
As a younger generation dairy producer, I would think you probably understand the need to try to maybe talk to your friends, to be engaged in making sure that people understand the value of dairy in their lives.
Yes, that's been a big thing. You know, we go through 2 or 3 gallons of milk a day at our house. We do have friends and stuff that don't even drink milk, and I'm just like, you know, that's an important part of your, you know, nutrition and, you know, this, that, and the other, and trying to get people to, I don't know what the right way is, you know, to get them to, they're wanting to eat healthy, they're wanting to do this, and, you know, I've heard dairy products make you fat, and it's fattening, and this, that, and the other, but you need that in your diet.
I guess what one of the things you've got going for you is you can be an advocate in that, you know, I feed this. I give this to my family every day, and that's a good testimony right there.
Well, and I tell people, too, you know, that look at me. I'm not overweight, and I drink milk every day. I eat ice cream, all the cheese I can, you know, put on my food, everything else. I think it's about your lifestyle. It's not necessarily about what you're, you know, that you're over-consuming or that it's fattening or something like that. I think it has to do with, you know, it all as a whole rather than let's just cut out carbs or dairy or, you know, something like that. But that's just my opinion. Everybody has theirs.
So as you and your husband got together, you know, and really made that decision to get into the dairy business, a lot of challenges economically right now in the dairy business. I mean, you feel pretty good about the future?
We're hoping that things will turn around and, we'll come back up, you know, like I said, it doesn't matter whether we're milking 2 cows or 200 cows. We're not going to quit at this point. We'll do it till, you know, we can't do it anymore or till our kids take it over. That's just kind of how we feel about it. Not to say that, you know, one of us may have to venture out and get a second job or something like that to continue doing what we like at this point, you know. I mean, that's all kinds of factors. Prices are a little low right now, but like I said, we're going to mud through it. And at the end of the day, we're going to still be doing what we're doing.
Emily Dornan, who along with her husband Matt have a first-generation dairy operation in Kearney, Oklahoma. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.